To him who loved us and washed us in his blood, that we might be a kingdom of priests to serve our God and Father, to him be honor, glory, power, and dominion, now and forever. Amen. The word for our meditation today is written in Matthew 10, verses 16 to 23, words of Jesus in that chapter, where he says, I'm sending you out like sheep among wolves. Therefore, be as shrewd as snakes and as innocent as doves. Be on your guard against men. They will hand you over to the local councils and flog you in their synagogues. On my account, you will be brought before governors and kings as witnesses to them and to the Gentiles. But when they arrest you, do not worry about what to say or how to say it. At that time, you will be given what to say, for it will not be you speaking, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Brother will betray brother to death, and a father his child. Children will rebel against their parents and have them put to death. All men will hate you because of me, but he who stands firm to the end will be saved. When you are persecuted in one place, flee to another. I tell you the truth, you will not finish going through the cities of Israel before the Son of Man comes. So far the text. In the name of Jesus, our Savior, dear friends, dear heirs of the Lutheran Reformation. Listen up. Pay attention to what I'm going to tell you. That's an utterance that a parent on occasion might say to their child when there's a piece of parental advice they want to give, or when a football coach has a hot tip he wants to pass on to his players before the big game to prepare them and help them to defeat the opponent. He may say, listen up, man, pay attention to what I'm going to tell you. Interestingly, this is what Jesus also told his disciples in the text that I just shared with you. It does not come across in the NIV translation, but in the original Greek, there's a word that means essentially, listen up. The NKJV translation has it. It's the word, behold. What was it that Jesus wanted his disciples to behold, to take special note of and remember and never forget? He wanted them to keep in mind after his departure to the cross, after his resurrection and ascension to heaven, this piece of advice. Behold, I'm sending you out as sheep among wolves. So be wise as serpents and as innocent as doves. On this Reformation Sunday, we want to hear what Jesus has to say to us on this subject, words of counsel he gives us in love, in the words of our sermon theme, dear heirs of the Lutheran Reformation, stand firm on my word. And as you abide steadfast in my word, says the Lord, expect persecution, count on the Spirit's help, and be confident of the ultimate victory. First, let's hear what Jesus says on the first of those three points, the words that he spoke to his disciples. And as they went out into the world sharing his word, steadfastly clinging to him in faith, with hearts devoted to him, abiding 100% to the truths of his word, not even veering from them even a little to the right hand or left, that they could expect persecution. He told them, be on your guard against men. They'll hand you over to the local councils and flog you in their synagogues. On my account, you'll be brought before governors and kings as witnesses to them and to the Gentiles. And it didn't take long for them, after Jesus' ascension, to experience the very things he was talking about. In Acts 7, we read the account of the martyrdom of Stephen, how he was stoned to death for his faithful witness to Christ before the members of the Sanhedrin. That was the same body of men that had condemned Jesus. The chapter before that, Acts 6, read about the persecution that Peter and John experienced in Jerusalem from the same body, the Sanhedrin, how they were arrested, put in jail, flogged for speaking the good news of the risen Christ. You know about the troubles Paul ran into? One of his letters, he wrote all about how he was flogged on 5 different occasions, beaten 3 times with rods, jailed several times, and exposed to death time and again. We all know the stories from church history of the early Christians in Rome who were thrown into the Roman Colosseum to the lions for sport. On this Reformation Sunday, we can also be reminded of the painful things that the Lord Jesus called upon his servant Martin Luther to endure for his sake, as Luther undertook to uncover and share the central doctrine of Scripture, justification by faith, salvation by grace alone in Christ, apart from law works, having been led to a knowledge of the truth that the just shall live by faith, standing firm upon that message. You know the story how he was branded as an outlaw, as a heretic. After the Diet of Worms, where he made his famous stand on Holy Scripture, anyone was given permission legally to hunt him down and kill him. Later on, Luther wrote in one of his writings, "The Pope and his rabble have bound many and led them to the fire, to the water, to the sword, and to prison, away from their home and family, merely for the sake of the gospel and their shepherding of souls. They've condemned us to death," just as Jesus said would happen in the days of the apostles. What about us today, my dear friends? Do the words of the Savior still apply to Christians living in this modern age? Well, it's true the Lord in his grace may not call upon us to endure the same kinds of blatant physical persecution that Luther endured and the apostles and Daniel when he was thrown to the lions, but we should know. Jesus wants us to listen up, pay attention, keep in mind that as we live our faith in a godless world and as we endeavor to be faithful to his word, and when we are unwilling to bend the scriptures to make them more palatable for our modern culture, refusing to mix even a little chaff of false doctrine together with the wheat of his word, we don't go along with society's loose view on morals, hot-button issues like the sanctity of life, the sanctity of marriage as an institution of God, the Ten Commandments as a timeless expression of God's immutable will, we can expect to be regarded. You may have experienced that at the workplace, maybe other places. You're intolerant. You're a hater. You're a bigot. You are unloving. You are narrow-minded, old-fashioned, too strict, not progressive enough. If they hated me, they will also hate you, Jesus said. And Peter wrote in his letter, "Do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing were happening to you. But know that your brothers throughout the world are undergoing the same kinds of sufferings. Speaking of brothers in the world, you might be reminded of how in our missions overseas in places like India and Nepal, as they seek to worship Jesus and serve him there faithfully and share his word with others, with their fellow countrymen, they're being accused of crimes against the state, and of the crimes of blasphemy against the state religion of Islam or Hinduism. Our traveling missionary who flew to India last year had to endure the trial of having authorities that detain him at the Chennai airport, interrogate him, keep him there like for 12 hours, and then banish him from India. And missionary Peter wasn't allowed in either later on, so that the CLC Mission Board had to send him to a different continent, Africa, to Nigeria, to assist with God's kingdom work there. So yeah, there are hardships to be born still today as God's children, sometimes from those near and dear to us in the family circle, as Jesus also points up in our text. But when it happens, let it not come as a surprise, but as something Jesus said would be on account of our connection to him who lovingly endured the greatest suffering for us all on the cross. And he wants us to draw encouragement, great encouragement, from the beautiful promise that he has for us in our text, that in the midst of the opposition, that the Holy Spirit is going to have our back when we experience the world's hatred, ridicule from others, ridicule also from those in the religious world who do not believe that it is possible or important to hold fast to pure doctrine. This, do not worry, Jesus says, about what to say or how to say it. At that time you'll be given what to say, and it will not be you speaking, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. He was telling the disciples that when they were called upon to suffer for his name's sake or bad-mouthed for their stand on Jesus' word, that the Spirit would continue to empower them to speak that word with glad hearts for the blessing of many souls. Like Peter and John when they were let go by the authorities, the Sanhedrin members, after being flogged in order to speak no more about a risen Christ, they left the courtroom rejoicing because they knew that it meant that they were counted worthy of suffering disgrace for Jesus' name. And here again, let's be reminded on this Reformation Sunday of how the Lord kept this same beautiful promise to his servant Luther in the troubles that he endured 500 years ago when faced with pressures, when he took his stand on the truths of God's word. The Holy Spirit enabled Luther to stand up, stand strong for Jesus against the mighty power of Rome, to refute with boldness the false teaching that sinners can win God's favor and achieve right standing with him by their own efforts, and that they have to suffer the pangs in purgatory to be cleansed of any sin guilt that they didn't have a chance to compensate for during their lifetimes. The Holy Spirit enabled Luther to testify to the gospel of free grace with boldness, that I am saved by faith alone in the Son of God who loved me, gave himself for me. Unless you can show me, he declared at Worms, that what I'm teaching is contrary to the Bible, my conscience is bound by the Word of God. I can do no other. God help me. Amen. That was the Lord Jesus keeping his promise to his servant, his faithful child Luther. At that time you'll be given what to say, for it will not be you speaking, let the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. And the Lord Jesus promises to do the same for us today, giving us the Holy Spirit as a helper, enabling us to stand firm on the pure gospel of Christ, to furnish us with the fortitude not to cave to the pressures of our society or to fall prey to the bewitching influence of those in the church world, including the Lutheran world, who are departing from His pure word for the sake of expedience or outward glory and prestige, but to pray instead, Lord Jesus Christ, with us abide, for around us falls the eventide. Oh, let your word, that saving light, shine forth undimmed into the light, into the night. In these last days of sore distress, grant us, dear Lord, true steadfastness, that pure we keep till life is spent, thy holy word and sacrament. Stay with us, Lord, and keep us true. Preserve our faith our whole life through. Your word alone, our heart's defense, the church's glorious confidence. And yes, to live lives in Christ of daily repentance, to gather faithfully at His house of worship as often as we're able, to adore Him for His undeserved love, thankful for that message that He uncovered through His servant Luther long ago, that I'm saved by God's grace alone, through faith in Christ alone, as taught in the Spirit-inspired books of Holy Scripture alone. Let's also listen up, pay attention, dear friends, dear heirs of the Reformation, to what the Savior says about the glorious outcome of our race of faith. You know that the saying of Jesus that I alluded to earlier, that a student is not above his teacher or a servant above his master, has actually a double application for our lives as Christians. Not only can we count on, must we count on, being participants in Jesus' sufferings as sheep among wolves, as we abide faithfully in His word, but we can also count on being participants in His victory, His triumph. He says in our text, after those words I shared earlier, on my account you'll be brought before governors and kings as witnesses to the Gentiles, brother will betray brother to death, a father his child, children will rebel against their parents and have them put to death, all men will hate you because of me. He says, he who stands firm to the end will be saved. And Peter wrote, after those words I shared before, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial that's to try you as though some strange thing were happening to you. He said, but rejoice that you participate, as you participate in the sufferings of Christ, that you may be overjoyed when His glory is revealed. You will participate in His triumph. It's all who abide faithful, who take up their crosses and follow Jesus to the end, who abide in the truths of His word without veering or to the right hand or the left, will by grace be awarded in the end, for Jesus' sake, the crown of life. Just as Daniel ended up a victor, the apostles ended up victors. All the saints, Luther and others down through the years who fought the fight of faith well, ran a good race, not giving in, not losing focus or concentration, standing firm, will be gifted with an unbelievably spectacular, wonderful, breathtakingly beautiful, fabulous prize, the crown of life with Christ. So then, dear friends of the Lutheran Reformation, dear heirs of the Reformation, stand up, stand firm, stand strong in the faith, be assured that as you continue your life of faith in Christ and your service to Him, your Savior, in the strength that He promises to give you through His holy word and sacraments, that the final victory will be granted you by Jesus, by His grace. Amen.